From Washington, this is VOA News. Ukrainian unity rally in Kiev. Malaysian airliner still missing. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Ukrainian protesters gathered in Kiev's Independence Square calling for unity Sunday, a day after Russian forces seized the last major Ukrainian military base in Crimea. The demonstrators heard pro-Ukraine speeches, displayed flags, and placed flowers at the site of a makeshift memorial to those who died in recent weeks protesting the conflict between Ukraine and Russia. In the eastern city of Donetsk, pro-Russian protesters gathered around an administration building calling for the resignation of the local governor, who is loyal to Kiev. With an overwhelming Russian force massed along its eastern borders, Ukraine is bracing for further incursions. Acting Foreign Minister Andrei Deshitze spoke on U.S. television's ABC this week.
We are ready to respond, and as you know, the Ukrainian government is trying to use all the peaceful means and diplomatic means to stop Russians.
Meanwhile, NATO's top commander addressed the situation in a speech in Brussels. U.S. Air Force General Philip Breedlove, NATO Supreme Allied Commander, said Russia has used snap military exercises as an excuse to amass its troops along the Ukrainian border. World leaders began showing up in the Netherlands on Sunday, just ahead of a two-day nuclear summit expected to be overshadowed by the crisis in Ukraine. Delegations from 53 countries will be taking part in the summit that starts Monday at The Hague. They'll be meeting on reducing and securing nuclear supplies and keeping them out of extremists' hands. The search for the missing Malaysian passenger jet proved futile again Sunday, despite a new French report of possible debris from the plane's wreckage floating in the Indian Ocean. Malaysia's Ministry of Transport issued a statement saying the floating debris images came from near where Australian and Chinese satellites had captured images of large objects last week during their search for the Malaysian Airlines passenger jet. Planes and ships spent Sunday fruitlessly searching for the airliner in the southern Indian Ocean, where the debris was spotted earlier. Australia's Prime Minister Tony Abbott says they still hope to find the missing jet.
It's still too early to be definite, but obviously we have now had a number of very credible leads, and there is increasing hope, no more than hope, that we might be on the road to discovering what did happen to this ill-fated aircraft.
The Boeing 777 disappeared March 8th while traveling from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing with 239 passengers and crew on board. Turkey shot down a Syrian warplane during fighting between Syrian rebels and government troops near the border. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the Syrian plane violated Turkish airspace. Syrian state television says the plane was pursuing rebels in Syrian territory. A Syrian military source said the pilot was able to eject. A military spokesman described Turkey's action as blatant aggression. Turkey's Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan is rejecting accusations of intolerance following his decision to ban Twitter. At a campaign rally in Istanbul Sunday, Mr. Erdogan told the crowd, "I cannot understand how sensible people still defend Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. They run all kinds of lies." The crackdown came after links to wiretap recordings suggesting corruption were posted on Twitter, causing Mr. Erdogan's government major embarrassment before local elections March 30th. Despite the blockage, many in Turkey are still finding ways to continue to tweet. Gunmen entered a church service near Kenya's port city of Mombasa Sunday and opened fire on worshippers, killing two people and wounding several others. There's been no claim of responsibility. A massive landslide in the northwestern U.S. state of Washington killed three people and left 18 others unaccounted for. Authorities say a wall of mud, trees, and rocks cascaded down a mountainside in a rural area north of Seattle on Saturday, demolishing as many as 30 houses in its path. Eight people were injured. Rescuers were not able to reach some areas because the mud was still moving, in their words, like quicksand. The mudslide is blamed on groundwater saturation following recent heavy rain. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. Details on these and other stories on our website at voanews.com.